This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. Hoarding. This seems to be a frequently misunderstood term, so let's examine it. To one degree or another, most of us store up stuff we don't need anymore, which only serves to take up space. For the most part, we store up a lot of stuff because we don't know what to do with things when they no longer serve a purpose. So we put it in the garage, or the workshop, or an extra room, or wherever we can't trip over it in the middle of the night. Over time, it builds up so much that it becomes a nuisance. Some of us are aware that we've stored up too much stuff, so we occasionally downsize, usually in the spring and summertime when we can sell it at yard sales, give it away, or trash it. But what if you find that you can't? What if the idea of getting rid of useless stuff causes you to feel badly, to feel anxiety? That's where the best definition of hoarding comes in. Compulsive hoarding. It's not about what you do as much as how you feel about it. In other words, hoarding becomes a problem when you feel a strong compulsion you can't resist to store useless items. A lot of compulsive hoarders figure out a way to justify what they're doing by convincing themselves they're doing it for a good reason. Some believe their massive accumulations prepare them for a collapse of the economy or of society in general. But that shouldn't be confused with what are currently referred to as doomsday preppers. Those who genuinely fall into that category actually do something with the material they accumulate. They build shelters, stockpile foodstuffs, and other resources. They have it pretty much organized for the possibility of a catastrophic event. Compulsive hoarders generally do very little, if anything at all. So why do we compulsively hoard? That's a question you have to ask yourself. But regardless of the reason, the idea of compulsive hoarding is that it relieves anxiety. As to why, again, you have to ask yourself. Suffice it to say, compulsive hoarding is as much an addiction as it is to alcohol, drugs, or thrill-seeking, and has to be treated as any addiction. You have to fearlessly examine yourself, ask yourself tough questions, and become mindful of the impact your hoarding has on you and upon your family, friends, and society in general. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.